The results rank upstate New York behind West Virginia as the second most racist region of the United States based on the amount of derogatory material about African Americans that individuals typed into the Google search bar. Father Blake Ryder is the rector at Christ Episcopal Church in Poughkeepsie.
I wouldn't consider myself particularly politically naive, but I was stunned to imagine that somebody was studying that and predicting that it had some relevance. To think that racial animus could be that strong an indicator is a little frightening. I'm also stunned to read that people actually do search on those words, those loaded words.
Marlon Anderson of Albany is a longtime community advocate who made a run for mayor in the last election. He notes race has always been a great motivator in politics.
Google, being a database, they can compile all types of the data, and that demographic, you know, of them searching for people who search out racial epithets and you know, breaking it down by region and things like that nature, is an interesting demographic that they can draw a lot of conclusions of. And another thing I found interesting in the article was the continuing assertion of how people back in 2008 didn't want to be seen as racist by not voting for Obama. But now, I would say that has flipped.
Anderson believes all bets are off come November. He feels the study of Google may not be far off the mark when it comes to painting the search engine as an indicator of racial sentiment.
If you operate, you know, in the social media realm, you can see that on display. My experience on the blogs in the Times Union, for example, if you went on there, you could be appalled at times by the level of racism and racist statements that were made at and towards me on Times Union blogs during the course of my run and during discussion and debate on general issues that affect the community. There is definitely an undercurrent of racism.
Father Ryder weighs in.
Certainly, I would say that the United States, we have not reached nirvana on issues of racial harmony. I would have thought that the consensus would have been that we're making, even if only incrementally, that we are making positive steps. I would hope that as the years creep by and the decades go along, that the animus between the races really disappears. Again, reading this data about how many searches are made on some of these words makes you wonder what might be going on underneath.
Both Anderson and Ryder acknowledge that in their respective cities, there are healthy numbers of interracial friendships and marriages and many biracial children. Children both men hope will someday flourish in a more just and tolerant society. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.